Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts, the show all about your health, your life, your home, and so much more with our rotating cast of experts. You can catch up with past episodes online at talk1370.com/experts. And don't forget the radio.com app. Favorite Talk 1370. Click on Ask the Experts and catch up with podcasts anytime, anywhere. Joining us on the phone today, we're going to talk a little bit about hearing loss with the folks from Hearing Aid Express. We've got Dr. Samantha Kellermeyer and Corey Rogers on the phone today. Guys, welcome to Ask the Experts.
Thanks so much, Casey. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Hearing Aid Express online at hearingaidexpress.com. And if anything you hear today interests you or you think you may be suffering from hearing loss, give them a call, 888-259-2126. Guys, before we get into our topic, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Samantha, let's start with you.
Hi, my name is Samantha Kellermeyer. I'm an audiologist. I'm at the Hearing Aid Express location in Georgetown specifically. I've been an audiologist for just under a few years now, so I'm a little bit fresh and new to the field. Originally from the West Texas area, grew up on a farm and had a father that had a lot of noise exposure because of that. And that's kind of where my interest grew for hearing loss and hearing aids and enjoying it so far. It's been great.
And Corey, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the audio field.
Pretty much everything my whole life has revolved around sound. I come from a family of musicians and am still kind of working as a musician some on nights and weekends. I actually grew up doing a lot of radio, and so that was a previous life. But my interest in sound engineering and frequency through music and broadcasting kind of parlayed into really doing the same thing, but for people's ears with cutting-edge technology. So it's been a fun ride for me. I jumped into the hearing business in about 2012, 2011, and became licensed as a hearing instrument specialist with the state of Texas. So been a fun ride ever since then.
All right, guys, let's dig into our topic a little bit. Let's talk about some of the typical signs of hearing loss. I'm sure there's some obvious signs, but maybe some not so obvious as well.
I know Samantha can speak to this as well, but I'll start off saying, I mean, if you think you're having hearing loss, you're certainly not alone. Hearing Loss Association of America says 48 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss. A lot of people have it, whether it's at a degree that's really affecting your daily life or not. Most folks that come see us are complaining about, you know, having to ask other people to repeat. Maybe the TV volume is getting louder and louder to where family members are complaining about it. And then, of course, background noise is a big challenge for a lot of people.
Yes, and I'll add some a little bit to that. Oftentimes, hearing loss is such a gradual thing that a lot of people really don't realize that they're having hearing loss issues until later on. Most of the time, your brain can kind of compensate for it for a little while, but as we get older, as our brain processing kind of slows down some, that's where things can come out and we can really, really notice that we're having more issues, like Corey said, with turning the TV up or having difficulty in noise. And another thing too is in today's generation, hearing loss is becoming more and more prevalent in the younger generation, just because of all the technology out there and everybody wearing all their AirPods and things like that.
What are the steps someone can take if they suspect they may be suffering from hearing loss?
I think, you know, first thing we look for if somebody thinks they have hearing loss is it a sudden onset? Is it dramatic? Are there other ear-related issues going on, dizziness? These are all things we check for in a hearing appointment. But if you have noticed some significant change in your hearing, particularly in the last few months, you know, we definitely recommend you get in with an ENT or your primary care provider, but hopefully an ear specialist as quickly as possible. And if it hasn't really been a sudden onset, you know, you don't necessarily need to go to a doctor. You can certainly schedule an appointment with somebody like Hearing Aid Express.
Oftentimes, when you come to a dispenser or an audiologist like myself, we will do an in-depth case history and get a lot of background information. And if there's ever anything that's of concern, definitely recommend a referral to ENT, but by no means is that something that is always necessary.
The first step for 98% of people is going to be a free hearing evaluation with the hearing care provider. And again, that can be somebody like Hearing Aid Express. That's something that we specialize in, a complete free evaluation, just to chat about kind of where you're at and what your needs may be. You wake up one day and you feel like there's a change. That's when we get a little excited. But for most people, that's certainly not the case.
Corey, talk about that hearing exam a little bit more. If it's a case, as you mentioned, where maybe it's not as severe, where you don't need to have that immediate referral to an ENT or a primary care physician, talk about what someone can expect from that typical hearing exam appointment. And is that hearing test difficult or painful in any way?
No. So really easy process. And again, we recommend for most people, especially most people past the age of 60, to start getting these checks about once a year. Again, a lot of places such as Hearing Aid Express offer this service for free. It typically only takes about an hour of your time. And as Samantha mentioned earlier, we do thorough case history, just kind of evaluating, you know, where you're coming from with your ear health, where we think the hearing loss might be coming from. We definitely check the ears for a wax and then provide a full hearing examination. If we do find a hearing loss at Hearing Aid Express, we demo kind of the latest hearing aid technology, whatever may be appropriate, and then kind of take some time to chat about what options we may have to correct your struggles you're having with hearing loss moving forward.
So if you think you might be suffering from hearing loss, as we mentioned, it's not an uncommon problem. Don't worry that you're not individualized here. 48 million Americans have some form of hearing loss that they're suffering from. Best thing to do is give Hearing Aid Express a call, get it checked out, make sure it's not a problem. HearingAidExpress.com or give them a call at 888-259-2126. Two area locations here in Austin to take care of you. Again, 888-259-2126. That'll get you directed to the location nearest you. Guys, you mentioned hearing aids as a possible solution to, you know, if someone is suffering from actual hearing loss. I've got a friend that has their hearing aid connected up to their smartphone. Obviously, technology these days, anything's possible. Let's talk about some of the changes and updates. It's not my grandfather's hearing aid anymore. Let's talk about some of the ways tech has improved hearing and hearing aids for those that are suffering from hearing loss.
There's been a lot of advancements that have come a long ways just the past 5-10 years. Bluetooth is one of the biggest things. So hearing aids are now becoming compatible with iPhones and now Android for some of them. And basically what that does is it allows you to have your phone calls through your hearing aid. So if you struggle hearing on the phone, that's a big game changer for a lot of people. And then most of them come with a free app that you can also download that helps you make different adjustments off of the hearing aids, such as turning the volume up or down, making program changes, instead of having to find that button up at the top of the hearing aid. We're getting better and better with all that squealing and feedback that hearing aids used to have so much of. And there's also numerous different accessories you can purchase in addition to the hearing aids as well, such as TV streamers or mini mic devices.
The Bluetooth has been a really exciting addition for us. That opens up a whole lot of possibilities, obviously. Hearing aids are now rechargeable. That's come and gone through the years with varying degrees of success. But over the last couple of years, hearing aid manufacturers have figured out how to make lithium ion work in hearing aids, which is the same battery technology that's powering all of our smartphones, laptops. So the lithium-ion rechargeable hearing aids have been a huge hit for us. And not only do we have the convenience of just dropping them in a case, just like some AirPods, but also our moisture-related repairs. The manufacturers are reporting that any kind of moisture-related issues with hearing aids has gone down significantly with the new rechargeable technology. So a lot of flexibility with our with how quickly things are moving forward.
With all this tech that's coming in, what is someone looking at for a price point? What's the cost looking like, and how do patients typically pay for a hearing aid?
You know, your typical true hearing aid is somewhere around either side of about $1,000 per ear to maybe $3,500 per ear. And this is for a hearing aid that is both clinically fit and verified. I'll say that, you know, a lot of folks either finance that. We've got some great financing options available. Hearing Aid Express, we've also created a lease option because most folks on average, particularly people that are active, involved in social settings and different things, they can justify changing their hearing aids out a little more often. So folks are upgrading their hearing aids on an average of 3 to 5 years. So some folks find that it makes a lot of sense just to pay a low monthly fee, always be fully covered on your warranty, and kind of always be in the latest greatest hearing aid technology.
It's almost like your cell phone a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's exactly like the cell phone industry where, you know, folks got tired of dropping $1,000 every couple of years. So a low monthly payment made a lot of sense, and we've actually kind of done the same thing with hearing aids now.
There's also sometimes insurance benefits for the hearing aids as well. A lot of people don't realize that sometimes you do have to look into that a little more as far as benefits for insurance. But some of them do have $1,000 off or $500 an ear. So that's an option as well.
Guys, we're headed towards a break, but real quick, while we're on the topic of price, I've seen ads online talking about cheap hearing aids for, you know, less than $1,000, maybe even $100. Talk about some of the differences between some of those almost too good to be true deals you see online and a true clinically fit hearing aid. Talk about some of the benefits there to the patient.
Yeah, that's another thing too. You have to be careful with some of those because oftentimes some of those are just amplifiers and not true hearing aids where they just kind of turn everything up or turn everything down versus hearing aids are going to focus specifically on your hearing loss and working on those areas while also trying to reduce background noise or wind noise or anything like that. But oftentimes they can trick you with that price of not realizing what you're actually getting for. Another thing as well is most of the time when you purchase hearing aids online, there's really no one to help assist you as far as programming or anything like that. So you're kind of just stuck with what you've got and what you have.
Which I think is you know, a big thing to think about. I'll just say that usually when you have a hearing loss, kind of expanding on what Samantha said, it's not across the board turning the volume down. It's in specific frequencies. So the great thing about a traditional hearing aid is, you know, we give you a nice thorough hearing examination. And then true hearing aids are able to be programmed with the exact, you know, correct amount of volume at the exact frequency. And then we've got a whole nother world of flexibility to really tailor fit those to your lifestyle. Whereas a lot of the amplifiers are more of a one size fits all solution. The great thing about those is a lot of people that need hearing aids aren't getting them. So we're seeing those become a really nice stepping stone for people that aren't quite ready to commit to hearing aids, but maybe want to dip their toe in the water with something like an amplifier. There's certainly a place for those devices, but it doesn't replace, you know, a true hearing aid for people that you know, are struggling with day-to-day communication.
All right, guys, time for a break. If you think you might be suffering from hearing loss, you're not alone. It's a more common problem than you might think. 48 million Americans suffering from some form of hearing loss. Hearing Aid Express is ready to help you diagnose what might be going on with your hearing. Maybe you have a serious problem, maybe you don't. They are the experts. They can help you figure out what's going on. 888-259-2126 is the number to call, or visit hearingaidexpress.com on the web. We'll step aside. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about all things hearing loss. That's our topic today. You're listening to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. We're back after this break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts. We're talking hearing loss today with the experts from Hearing Aid Express. On the phone, we've got Dr. Samantha Kellermeyer and Corey Rogers joining us. Samantha from the Georgetown office and Corey from the Austin office. Two Austin area locations ready to serve you. Online at hearingaidexpress.com or call 888-259-2126. Again, hearingaidexpress.com or 888-259-2126. Before the break, we were talking a fair bit about hearing aids and how it's important to get a clinical fit. I see a lot of talk online about real ear verification, another topic that is so important to not just go with a cheap deal you see online. Guys, talk a little bit about that and why that's so important.
Yeah, so real ear verification measures get a little more specific as far as verifying the overall fit of the hearing aids to your ear specifically. And so it's a test that is run without the hearing aids and then ran with the hearing aids. And it's actually a counting ear canal size because everybody's volume of their ear canal size is a little bit different. And that can affect the overall gain of the hearing aids. So it's basically a test to verify that the programming that we've done on the hearing aids is true, correct, and accurate for that person's ear and hearing loss specifically.
I'll say that we see a lot of folks that, well, my friend got hearing aids and they're in the drawer, or my mom had hearing aids and they didn't work so good, so they're a little bit hesitant maybe about some challenges that other people have had with older versions of hearing aids. And real ear is a really powerful way for us to not just overcome some of those challenges, but make sure people have a great fit the first time. And we're not going to worry about, maybe people going out into the world and the hearing aid not sounding as good as it should. So a lot of those things that we ran into in the past, both through better technology and the hearing aids and better technology and being able to fit the hearing aids, we pretty much overcome a lot of that stuff.
Okay, let's move on to some other challenges that patients may face with their hearing. Let's talk a little bit about tinnitus or ringing in the ears. What is that and some possible solutions that you might have for patients?
Tinnitus or tinnitus, you can say it either way, is true ringing in the ears. So there can be numerous causes. Noise exposure is first and foremost the most common, but even stress or high medication intake caffeine or even wax in the ears can cause ringing in the ears. It's really important to keep in mind the sound quality of that ringing or how long it lasts or does it come and go? Is it constant? Because a lot of those things can help us kind of pinpoint what the possible cause might be. But unfortunately, there is nothing that's FDA approved for the treatment of it. There's really not much other than learning to kind of deal with it and fans at night, different things like that. But research has shown that after wearing hearing aids for about 6 months, people do know a significant reduction in their tinnitus and are less bothered by it as well.
A lot of the hearing aids these days do have some special features built in for us to be able to mask the tinnitus. So, you know, one thing that I like to do is kind of do a little bit of a questionnaire, chat a little bit, and again, maybe do some pitch mapping. There's a variety of things we can do in the office to really get a good idea of, okay, what is this sound and how can we feel like we have a little bit more control over tinnitus? When I, you know, give our questionnaire, most people, it's not so much that the sound is really that bad. For some folks it is, but usually it's just that we don't feel like we have any control over it. So if we can utilize something like a hearing aid and some different features to feel like we have a little bit of control over our tinnitus, in a lot of folks that's been a huge step forward.
Another challenge some people face is earwax. What causes it and what are some safe ways to get rid of it?
So there are a lot of different causes, or everybody produces it in a different way, but, you know, some people may not have earwax at all, and others accumulate it so quickly they do have to regularly go and get it removed. But we always look in the ears first and foremost when the client comes, and if there's a minimal amount, we'll be able to remove it, but oftentimes if it's completely occluding the ear canal, we'll recommend over-the-counter eardrop products. Debrox and Earwax MD are two popular ones, or even setting up an appointment to go have your ears irrigated or the wax flushed out is also an option as well.
Let's talk a little bit about prevention of hearing loss, especially for those that have to work in high noise environments. You know, Austin, live music capital of the world, so we got a lot of musicians in town, other people that work around noisy environments. What are some ways to best protect your hearing and protect your ears?
Good ear hygiene is important. I mentioned earlier, I'm a musician myself. And so I wear some custom molded earplugs. These are something that's available to everybody. It's something that we can make for you. And this just gives us a way to kind of control how that sound is being presented. This would be, you know, for musicians or possibly people in noisy work environments as well. Of course, here in Texas, going out to the shooting range, we want to make sure that we're getting an adequate degree of protection. Anytime we're going to be exposed to noise above really about 85 decibels. That may not mean much to a lot of people, but there's a lot of apps on your phone. And even the new Apple Watches have a sound meter built in. So if you are a musician or somebody that is exposed to louder noise environments, even going to concerts, you know, you can download a sound level meter to your phone. I'll use the one built into to your Apple Watch and actually measure, okay, how much sound am I being exposed to? This is part of our, you know, hearing evaluation if we have some noise-induced hearing loss or even if we think we might or need to have a conversation about how to better protect from getting hearing loss. We're always open to be a resource and help any way we can. You can reach out through the website, you know, or email directly.
Last but not least, let's talk about some red flag warning signs, some real serious possible warning signs related to your hearing and when it might be necessary to seek a referral to an ENT.
Some of the most common things would be some active drainage that's been coming out of the ears or a sudden hearing loss that happens just out of nowhere, acute or chronic dizziness, because our inner ear imbalance system is very connected as well. One-sided hearing loss of recent onset as well. And then also, if there's ever a foreign body in the ear canal or pain or discomfort in the ear, those would be some major red flags to get checked out.
Okay, guys, I think that is just about all the time we've got today. Again, if you think you might be suffering from hearing loss, it's not an uncommon problem. Give Hearing Aid Express a call. They're online at hearingaidexpress.com, 888-259-2126. That'll route you to the location nearest you. There's two right here in the Austin area. Our guests today, Dr. Samantha Kellermeyer and Corey Rogers with Hearing Aid Express. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today on Ask the Experts.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again next time right here on Talk 1370's Ask the Experts.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.